Now, the number of different issues coming in relation to the US and Israeli strikes on Iran and the retaliation from Iran in terms of what has happened over the last number of days is exponential, really. Fuel prices, logistics, gas and oil. Iran is preparing for the funeral of the Ayatollah who was killed in that Israeli strike on Saturday morning. There is a fresh wave of strikes reported in Tehran and also in the southern Beirut suburb of Daya, and that is what's happening at the moment. Iran continues to launch retaliatory strikes, with Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps saying it fired about 40 missiles at Israel and US targets over the last 10, 12 hours or so. And there's a lot of turbulence as well on global markets as a result. Of course, the concern here is for Irish citizens in the affected countries, and a plane load of them chartered by the Irish government will be coming home today, we understand, with over 200 people. But what about the political reaction to this and the criticism of the Irish government for not outright condemnation of the US and Israel? Here's the exchange of Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald and the Taoiseach Micheál Martin yesterday in the Dáil.
The Iranian government is brutal and repressive. It's crushed protesters, oppressed women and jailed dissidents. That merits the highest of condemnation. But the brutality of one government does not license another to set aside international law and engage in military aggression. Israel, already pursuing a genocide in Gaza, has widened its murderous campaign. Israel has no interest in peace, in compromise, or in negotiation. And the United States has backed and enabled this escalation. And yet, your government's response has been limited to expressions of concern. Taoiseach, calling for restraint on all sides blurs the reality of who initiated this aggression. Will you condemn the US-Israeli strikes without qualification? Will you state clearly that they are in breach of international law?
First of all, Ireland is in favour of a multilateral rules-based international order and have consistently advocated for same. And we believe these issues ultimately has to be via the diplomatic channels. Iran has been a very malign influence in the world and in the Middle East. The international rules-based order, if we're honest about it, was absolutely powerless and paralysed in terms of intervening there to protect execution of thousands of people. But we have to see reality too in terms of the full picture in this. And remember, Iran for years and decades has sponsored Hamas. They've sponsored terror all over the Middle East. Sponsored Hezbollah, armed them, supported Assad, and were key in keeping Assad and the brutal regime of Assad, and sent drones to the Russian military to kill innocent Ukrainians. Now, these are realities that you've glossed over. And I know you don't support Ukraine, and you opposed the... You referenced Ukraine. It's the truth, because you opposed the European 90 billion loan to Ukraine. And if we were to follow your advice on that, it is tantamount to saying to Ukraine, please surrender now to the Russians. Putin was delighted, and if everybody else took the Sinn Féin view, the happiest man globally would be Putin. And that is your contribution to trying to resolve injustice and conflict.
You have effectively offered a defence and a rationale for the indefensible and brazen breach of international law. You see, these strikes were launched while negotiations over Iran's nuclear programme were reportedly making progress. And now, instead of dialogue, we have missiles. Instead of dialogue and negotiation, we have assassination and we have dead schoolgirls. So why is it that you will not call out this aggression and name it for what it is? You express concern, you call for restraint, but you notably stop short of condemning those that have launched this attack. And the question is, why? Ireland's neutrality, our commitment to international law, mean absolutely nothing if they disappear when powerful states are involved. Why are you shrinking away from stating the obvious?
What I have said cannot be contested in terms of how the Iranian regime not only suppressed its own people, but was responsible for the deaths of many innocent people across not just the Middle East, but globally. It has sponsored terror, and you looked the other way for years on that. You looked the other way for years. And also, if I may say so,
interrupted.
You know, you're accusing me of lack of clarity. You've been a supporter. Your organisation has supported the Republican Party in the United States for decades now in terms of financial contributions to Republican candidates, to MAGA candidates across the United States.
Deputy Ivana Bacik. Deputy Ivana Bacik, please.
Yeah, there you go. That's a little bit from Leader's Questions at the Dáil yesterday, where Mary MacDonald was accusing the Irish government of being, I suppose, mealy-mouthed with its words in terms of condemnation of Israel and US's breach of international law by launching the attacks on Israel. With me on the line is Sinn Féin Deputy Pat Daly. Deputy Daly, good morning to you.
Morning, Gerry.
What's your view on what's happening now? And I suppose the response of the Taoiseach Micheál Martin saying you can't have one without the other in terms of condemnation and accusing your party of glossing over the worst of what Tehran has done.
Well, absolutely not. And I think Micheál Martin is losing it the way that he's talking about with Sinn Féin supporting MAGA candidates, completely off the wall stuff. There's no doubt that the Iranian regime is a brutal regime. We don't have to go into its killing of all the protesters recently and going back years. But that doesn't give anybody the right or any state the right to move in, breach international law and kill 183 schoolgirls. And if ever we need to double down on our neutrality, it's at a time like this, because when we have been neutral for the last, since the foundation of the state, effectively, it gives us a stronger voice internationally. It gives us a respected voice internationally. And unfortunately, in the last number of weeks in particular, we've seen statements from the Taoiseach saying that we are not militarily neutral. Now, it seems, however, that we are being morally neutral in this. The head of the state is Micheál Martin. He's equivocating. They're qualifying any condemnation of what is going on. And, you know, when we are neutral, we have a stronger voice in calling out error. He doesn't have to go and, although I think he should, and condemn what happened over the weekend. But he should. I mean, I was listening to one radio show last night, and the government representative was asked, is it a just war? And he wouldn't even answer that question. They won't say that it's a breach of international law. And that's fine. But listen to what the aggressors in this war are saying. They have different statements. Initially, we understood that the U.S. went in because they knew Israel were going to strike it. They wanted to get out ahead of them. Then they were saying that it's defensive strikes, and that was a phrase that was used by Keir Starmer also. But that doesn't align to any concept of self-defense that is known to
undoubtedly that may be the case. And it is nothing but mixed messages coming from this administration in the United States, which is something we're kind of used to now. But is that not the track, the situation here? Is Micheál Martin and the Irish government and government representatives not doing the smart thing here, the realpolitik thing? Sinn Féin wants them to condemn America, tell them America's terrible, tell them Israel's terrible. What does that get you when you're dealing with somebody who is in control of the largest military in the world and lashes out at perceived allies or anyone who says anything about them in almost a childish way? Look at what he's saying about Spain, describing them as a terrible ally. He's describing the United Kingdom as a terrible ally and saying Keir Starmer is far from Winston Churchill. I mean, what's the point in condemning when you're dealing with somebody like that? And are you not just playing into his hands by doing it instead of being smarter about it? And holding your powder.
Well, no, I believe that where there is something clearly wrong, where there is 183 school children getting killed for no reason, for no self-defence reason. I mean, try going up to the district court in Tralee and using that self-defence argument, you know, without being flippant about it. But you have to call out error on the international stage where it is clear. And as such, it wouldn't be just Ireland saying that. Many, many politicians in the United States are calling out the error of this war.
Yeah, for their own political reasons. They want to get rid of Donald Trump. They're his political opponents in the domestic scene.
Yeah, I'm around long enough to remember 2002 and the war in Iraq and how that's morphed into Afghanistan and the hundreds of thousands of people that were killed in that. And why? I mean, and I was around the county all weekend, and I met many people who have children, who have nephews, nieces, grandchildren over in the Middle East. And they are worried about their children. Look at the consequences are here in Ireland as well. I mean, you only have to look at the increase in home heating oil, and that's before any carbon tax goes on, the increase in the price of petrol, and many, many worried families who have loved ones in the Middle East. And, you know, it goes back to trust in our government and their push away from neutrality, which I think is opposed by a majority of people. And, you know, you only have to walk down Ash Street in Tralee to see the names of all the people who on the monuments there who died in Crimea and in India. And, you know, if we end up stripping away our neutrality, will we be morally strong enough to oppose war? Will we end up joining wars? It won't be the children of Micheál Martin and the ministers who will be going away in that war. It'll be ordinary people from ordinary places.
We're miles away from that. And what would you say to the issue of what the response is when Sinn Féin start talking about neutrality, that the war here and the destabilisation of the international order, the ignoring of international law, means it's imperative that we improve our defences and that you don't give away your neutrality by defending yourself properly in the era of ballistic missiles and drones and drone warfare? Sinn Féin is criticising every move the Irish government makes to defend our country properly.
No, and that's a very good point. And for years, our defence forces have been, our army and navy, there has been an underinvestment in them. We all know that we didn't have a proper radar system.
So why are you opposing it now?
We have been saying for years that there should be more investment in our...
But at the same time, you're accusing the government of militarism and joining an EU army and supporting the military-industrial complex spending, rather than just defending ourselves properly as a country so we can defend our neutrality.
No, absolutely not. And that came to a head recently in the vote in the European Parliament. Now, there was two votes, right? One was for support for the country of Ukraine, and another one was for investing in militarily in what you call the military-industrial complex and spending more money on arms. But both of those votes were put into the one vote. So it was a question of, do we vote for 90 billion euro to be given to what is most of us, the majority of that money was going to the in effect to the arms industry to bolster a war that shouldn't be going, still be going on 4 years later. That there hasn't been enough effort. There's no movement towards any serious negotiations. For years there was an opposition to, and in fairness to the former president, Michael D. Higgins, he was calling it out, that there should be more emphasis on negotiation. It appears to us, and it appears that Ursula von der Leyen and certain people in Europe are pushing more and more towards a military collection. Yeah.
The actions of Vladimir Putin and the amount of debt and destruction he's dealing out, the amount of energy infrastructure he's attacking, shows he has no interest in peace or negotiation. So in order to deal with that, you have to support Ukraine.
No, but you don't have to spend 90 billion euro, 60 billion of which was going to be given towards arms. That's not the way to be moving on this. And it goes back to what was happening just before the weekend. Israel were about to go in, despite negotiations that were going on in the Middle East to try and resolve the various issues that were going on. And just like they bombed the negotiators who had gone into the Middle East a few months ago. They were going to do the same thing, so America got ahead of them.
And there are questions now as to whether that's even true, as to whether, you know, America now acts in the interest of Israel and not in America, which US politicians talk about as well. Let me ask this finally. At the start, you talked about Micheál Martin. You felt he was losing when he was talking about Sinn Féin support for Republicans. A listener gets in touch and says, will Sinn Féin be going over to the US for St. Patrick's Day doing fundraising, taking dollars from Republicans who backed Trump in the Iran war? And allied to that, was Micheál Martin not just referencing the information as shown in the Sunday Times article a number of weeks ago, where Sinn Féin has given donations to Republicans, some of them Donald Trump supporters, over the last number of years?
Well,
friends of Sinn Féin, I'm saying.
The answer to the first question is, do Sinn Féin fundraise in the United States, just like many other parties do? Yes, they do. Do they have dinners, and do people of all types and all political backgrounds go in and spend money? No more than a lot of other organizations do in the United States. The answer is yes. Does Sinn Féin support the MAGA movement? That's absolutely ridiculous. And Micheál Martin must be getting very, very desperate if he's trying to imply that Sinn Féin as a party supports the Republican Party as a party.
But what about his point that you're speaking out of both sides of your mouth on this? That you're giving money to some Republican politicians, some of whom are supporters of Donald Trump. At the same time, you're telling Micheál Martin not to go to the White House, and you're boycotting it.
Well,
does he not have a point?
Who's saying that Sinn Féin donates money to the Republican Party?
Friends of Sinn Féin. Friends of Sinn Féin have donated to Republican representatives since 2017. It was a story in the Sunday Times from Saturday, February 21st.
I'd have to see more evidence of that, Jerry, before I
comment
on that.
Well, it's there in plain black and white in terms of the money. It's not a huge amount of money, but it is donations were made to Republican candidates.
As a party.
And committees by friends of Sinn Féin.
As a party, we do not support the Republican Party in the United States. That anybody who knows anything about American politics will say that. I don't know what agenda the Sunday Times have, but
this is from records that are released to the Department of Justice in America. You have to release these records. They're detailed records, and they show that donations have been made to Republican candidates in various states. Not a huge amount of money, and you also donate to Friends of Sinn Féin also donate to Democratic candidates, but it is there in black and white.
Yeah, well, I am telling you, Jerry, that the Sinn Féin party. Do not support the Republican or the MAGA movement or whatever loose thread Micheál Martin is desperately clinging to in order to move the dial and move the conversation away from the fact that he hasn't the guts to say that it was a breach of international law. He hasn't the guts to say that this is not a just war. Nobody with any cop on will say that it's a just war, or that it isn't a breach of international war. And try telling the parents of all those children that were killed over in Tehran. We have a good record, a good moral record, a respected international voice. Anyone who has travelled abroad to Middle Eastern countries, when you say that you're from Ireland, you are respected, not only around Europe and the Middle East, but around the world. And we are in danger of losing that because, as a country, we are not calling out error. And when you're facing a president of the United States who is saying things like, well, we could go into Spain and use their bases anyway. Which side do we want to be on? Do we want to be on the side of someone who is saying things like that, who has disrespected international law? And not only in abroad, but, you know, look at the streets of Minnesota and see what's going on there, kidnapping foreign leaders. And I'm afraid if we are equivocating, calling for restraint on all sides, really, and
that's not good enough, according to
OK. Just one final point.
Very briefly.
The Occupied Territories Bill, Micheál Martin played a three-card trick before the election, saying that there was going to be support for that. We're a year and a half now since the last election. Where is it? It isn't happening. Do you trust this government on neutrality? That's what I'd be asking.
OK. All right. Sinn Féin Deputy Pat Daly.